From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. It's halfway through our year already. A lot of great music's come out. It's a good time to sort of take stock and give a listen to the kinds of music that... What the heck was that?
I can't get my phone off. Just a second.
Can someone instruct Mr. Hilton how to turn the phone off?
Got it.
Well, what's that?
White noise generator.
And you use a white noise generator...
To sleep.
Yeah.
Because I'm planning on doing in this
right
show
now.
Is sleeping through this. It's the only way I can get
through. Is that a commentary on 2011 so far?
Yeah, exactly.
So here's what we're going to do. The Laugh is from Seattle. Far away is Ann Powers. And Robin Hilton, Stephen Thompson, and I are here at NPR Music. Stephen's the editor of NPR Music. Robin likes music. And I'm Bob Whalen.
Robin has no qualifications.
Robin likes music.
But
I won't
so
lie
nice.
To you. It's true. It's true.
No, he's told me that. We've worked together for almost...
11 years.
I don't want to know how long. 11 years. And once he told me he liked music, we were going to lunch. So look, here's how we'll do it. We'll break this down into picks. We'll each get four picks. We're going to start with best new artist of 2011.
No, yeah, keep in mind, yeah. We're recording this on, I think, what, June 9th?
Right.
So, you know, the year so far.
The year so far, absolutely. So how about this? Let's kick it off with Mr. Hilton, because I know he's got something to kick us off with, because he likes music.
Kick it.
I do. This is the band Yuck. They're my favorite new artist of the year so far. We've talked a lot about garage rock, this garage rock revival that we've been experiencing for the past couple of years. And this is a band from London, a bunch of young kids. They do it great. They do a really...
Those kids.
Kids
Those
nowadays.
Kids. These are wacky kids. They do the garage rock thing, but they also have this wonderful drone to their music that I can listen to for hours. So I want to play a cut from their self-titled record called Rubber.
Sleepier cut of theirs.
This is a sleepier cut, but their music.
White noise generator, Robin.
It is a white noise generator, yeah. Actually, I guess you can kind of get the idea with this song, and it's almost 7.5 minutes long of this. Great guitar noise, which, like I said, I can just mellow out and zone out to this for hours. But they do have a lot faster, shorter songs. They've got great energy on the rest of the record. But I mostly just like how just sloppy, messy, and loud it is.
Well, it's one of those records you kind of feel in your gut. A little bit, and we saw them obviously live at South by Southwest. We did their concert there, and they were amazing. They're like 20 years old, and
and that was on one of the bigger stages in Austin too, and they
at
really
Stubbs.
Filled it. Yeah,
yeah,
and they filled it.
I really
they
like
make
this
me
record.
Remember. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go.
It's just the slogan that some of my friends like to throw around. Remember the 90s. Remember the 90s. They kind of remind me of the 90s.
And I think I'm one of those. Fans of the 90s. I really love the 90s.
Well, that was when you were,
I was
alive.
Free.
I'm still young and free.
You were in preschool.
Anyway,
it was good times.
Yuck. Love the band. Great new band.
And you have a group called The Weeknd. There's so many Weeknds. There's Weeknd, The Weeknds. This is a Weeknd without
Vampire
with
Weeknd.
Two E's.
Yeah.
So who do you got?
The Weeknd. Yeah. Get it? See, The Weeknd. It's like a pun. Yeah. Oof. It's The Weeknd and The Weeknd. It's a Toronto-based R&B-ish singer-songwriter named Abel Tesfaye. And he's been very mysterious. He dropped this record called House of Balloons on the intranet in the spring. It reminds me of an R&B version of one of my favorite records of all times from the 90s, Afghan Whigs, Gentlemen.
Ooh, that's a great record.
You may not see the connection immediately, but trust me. But it also reminds me of another artist that we may be talking about this hour, James Blake. So let's give a listen to a song from The Weeknd. There's a darkness about it. You know, there's an interesting thing happening in hip-hop and R&B right now on the down-low kind of grassroots internet level where it's very dark, mm-hmm. often transgressive, disturbing. And this record is really about the consequences of bad sex, bad drugs, bad partying, which is kind of what the Afghan Whigs were all about, too.
Absolutely.
Greg Dooley wishes he could sing like that.
Yeah, seriously. But that's a cool song.
I think we head right to James Blake. I don't think much more needs to be said. We talk about young, we talk about dark, we talk about haunting music. James Blake, he's 21, made some records in 2010 that were mostly instrumental, surprised everybody with this solo album, I guess, early on with a cover of Feist's song, Limit to Your Love. And let's play Wilhelm Scream from James Blake.
I want to hold you till I die.
Just late.
Is this not?
It's so early in the show.
Is this not it? Oh, I'm so sorry. It's what I think of when I. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry, Bob. My bad. I had Dan Hill and James Blake flipped.
Falling, 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 falling.
And seeing him at Stubbs, which we all did back in Austin, and then I've seen him in a small club of about 100 people doing this stuff, and it really works. Really, really works.
Minimalist in a way, but still so it fills with the space that it's in, whatever space size it is.
You don't expect this to work live at all, but it does.
Yeah, it all feels like it's about to fall apart at any moment.
Sort of like my life.
I have no opinion on this record.
Robin doesn't like this record.
No, I like his voice. It, for me, it's just a pacing thing. There's so much restraint in that song. It's just a little suffocating to me.
My only beef with this record is I wish it said more. I wish he'd crafted more words for it. But I think he's
finding his voice. His first record, I think he's finding himself.
I think it's a beautiful record. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Yeah, so we're doing best music so far, 2011.
You know, I labored over this one. I finally just decided to go with a record that I just kept coming back to and kept kind of just sliding into the old car CD player, and I just like every song on, and that does not happen very much at all. It's the sort of record where, like, 11 songs in is, like, the massive hit single. You know, it's by a band from Anacortes, Washington, called The Lonely Forest.
Oh, yay, I love them!
Yay, exactly. They are awesome. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Jimmy Eat World, in that wonderful point in time when all of a sudden Jimmy Eat World was making these just incredibly melodic, wonderful, fun records, and people were actually buying them and listening to them. So I think it kind of just taps into that same kind of like smart and super, super catchy sound. So this is We Sing in Time by The Lonely Forest.
Oh, in time the trees die and light will fade, but I hope for a new breath, a new life to take me away. Oh, in time the trees die and light will fade, but I hope for a new breath, a new life to take.
This is the Chris Walla project, right? They're opening for Death Cab.
Chris Walla produced this record. The record's called Arrows.
It's the first one on his new label, Trans, I believe.
And it's just a fun, kind of just like big, summery, anthem-y kind of record. The ballads work, the rockers work. It's just it's not reinventing anything, but I love it.
So we got Best New Artists. We went through The Weeknd, James Blake, Yuck, Lonely Forest. So let's do Biggest Surprise. Robin, I know you have a surprise that was indeed a surprise to many of us.
When I heard that Bright Eyes was going to be putting out a record this year, I was completely indifferent. Just really wasn't excited about it at all.
Okay, so far we agree.
And then I listened to it, and maybe it was my expectations going in helped shape my opinion of it. That's entirely possible, but this album just blew me away from start to finish. Every single song, it's an album full of great riffs, lots of wisdom. You hear a lot of growth as an artist in Connor Oberst, the lead singer. And it starts off with this incredible song called Firewall that I want to play. It actually begins with a 2.5-minute I don't know what you'd call it, voiceover.
Diatribe.
It's not really a screed or anything. It's just a guy offering all these strange observations on life and aliens and lizard people and where we're from and all that. Before the music starts, I really love it, but I'm going to spare people who just want to hear the music that part, and we'll just start a couple minutes into the song, and it's called Firewall from the People's Key.
Dreamt I was riding on a motorbike. Lion of Judah painted on the
this record. It's been a long time since I've connected with a record as completely as I have with this one.
And best concert of the year, too, for you.
Best concert. I would say the show we saw at Auditorium Shores in Austin back in March, I'd put in my top five concerts I've ever seen.
Wow.
Better than the Wilco show at Sasquatch?
That Wilco show was pretty damn good, but I would say better than that even, yeah.
Oh, Robin, you're having such a classic indie rock year. It's awesome.
I'm so happy for myself.
Stephen Thompson and I picked things that were kind of similar in the biggest surprise of the year. Mine is a saxophone record that you wouldn't imagine coming out of a saxophone, a bass saxophone of Colin Stetson. And yours will be Juliana Barwick and what she does with voice. So how about, let me start with the sax piece and we'll go right
maybe
into it.
Maybe we'll kind of run them together almost a little bit.
We'll do a mashup.
Both wonderfully atmospheric,
strange records.
They'd actually
be great together, wouldn't they?
They're listening, aren't they?
They should get married.
Have a baby.
We'll have a little strange music-making wedding.
We'll have a baritone sax.
Yeah.
So let's listen to Colin Stetson. The song I'm going to pick is Red Horse Judges 1, in parentheses. I think the thing when I listen to this record is the fact, A, it's all live, B, there's no electronic effects other than a series of like 20 microphones in a room and his movement around the room, so it's pretty amazing. you're not picking a bunch of off-the-wall stuff. Can you just scoot ahead a little bit?
Sure.
It, and I don't want to break the mood for it. We'll put all of these online for you to hear, so that's how you can go and listen to them. But yeah.
I like that mood. It makes me want to boogie.
It's really amazing to watch this guy, too.
Is that one saxophone at one time? It's not overdubbed?
No, there are no overdubs. No overdubs on this record. So, and I don't think he has two in his mouth at once, because that bass sax is huge.
Wow.
Yeah, he has this way of making this
bone crushing.
He has this way of making this sound that's like. That's very unnerving.
Right.
And you have to be in a very specific mood to love this record, but if you're feeling it, it is powerful.
Yeah, it really does carry away. Play Juliana Barwick. It takes you in a very different...
I was going to say in almost the exact opposite direction. I find this record, Juliana Barwick...
Maybe they wouldn't last as a couple.
Well, they should date.
They should,
How about they date? Juliana Barwick makes these beautiful sort of choral records where she loops the sound of her own voice and creates what is, it's almost kind of an obvious statement to say that it sounds like a little bit of a religious experience. It's just this cathedral of sound. I was explaining to someone that I thought it was a great driving record, and they were just like, "What are you?"
I may have been that person.
It might have been you, and you were like, "What are you talking about?" That would put me right to sleep. But it's very kind of mind opening in a way that I found. I remember listening to it driving on the New Jersey Turnpike at sunset, and just being blown away by the experience of listening to it.
Did they have the green flashing "Stay Awake" sign?
More spiritual.
Yeah, I do love this record.
The record is very appropriately titled. It's called The Magic Place, and this song is called Flown.
So lovely to watch her create this, because she starts with her just singular voice.
It's very evocative of medieval music in a lot of ways. Madrigals, it really reminds me of the compositions by the medieval nun, Hildegard von Bingen.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I saw her perform these songs in a church back in March, and it was a very, very fitting environment. But I really love it. It's transporting.
Juliana Barwick. Ann Powers, you picked something, a name that I had not thought about in, maybe 30 years, Garland Jeffries.
I'm taking us somewhere completely different, away from the arty experimentation that this sort of dominated so far. This guy, Garland Jeffries, 67 years old, picked by Rolling Stone magazine as the best new artist in 1977.
Wow.
Now, usually when I hear albums by elder statesmen kind of coming back, and this guy, he never had a huge hit before. Popular cult figure, cult artist around New York City. This record, King of In Between, is as good a classic roots rock record as you're going to hear from anybody this year, and I don't care if Bruce Springsteen puts out a record this year. I'm standing by my statement.
Wow.
Okay.
Produced by Larry Campbell, who plays in Bob Dylan's band with various guests, including Duncan Sheik is on the record. It's just a classic rock. I'm saying the phrase, classic rock. And great songwriting, really exploring issues of aging. Also, it's a love letter to New York City, and I'm a sucker for that. Yeah, we're going to hear Coney Island Winter, I think.
Strikes, humility speaks. Standing and lives on the edge of the streets. This is a story that happens every day. Politician, kiss my ass. Your promises that break like glass. Royalty looks down. Me, I wanna kiss the ground. 22 stops. To the city, 22 stops. To the city, 22 stops. To the city, 22 stops. Freezing cold, no time to weep. Bob walks dead on a midnight creek. It's colder than a polar bear, but I don't care. Down the street, tears come rolling down her face, frozen on her cheeks. Sleep and chase, no time to waste. Heaven blessed, heaven sent. Hark the angels, can't pay the rent. The jars are gone, they came and went. All the money has been spent. All the games are broken down. Rust is falling to the ground. Say they're gonna fix this town. Straight from City Hall, Coney Island Winter.
I'm just trying to imagine some artist, 30 years old, plugging at it for a while, gets a big break by some magazine, let's say it's Pitchfork these days, says best artist of the year. They don't wind up selling any records, and then 40 years later, they make a record.
We will literally be dead
good.
In old age by
what
then.
A story.
Yeah, there's no way I'm living this long. Yeah.
Well, he took a long time out to raise his daughter, and he has a sound, that sound, it's a little Lou Reed-ish, it's definitely got the Springsteen thing, but there's also a lot of reggae and R&B on this record. He's half African-American and half Puerto Rican, and he definitely wears his multiracial identity on his sleeve, but it rocks out. I love it.
It's a pretty young...
It's in my car every day.
It's a pretty young-sounding record, too. I mean...
Yeah.
It's timeless. A friend of mine once said, you know, once you're over 50, if you're still playing music, you just do not give a flying F anymore what anyone thinks, because you're beyond it. And this record really has that spirit. It's exactly what Garland Jeffries wanted to do, not caring about getting an audience beyond what he already has. And I think it really works.
Do you find that's true, Bob?
About getting an audience that I've always wanted? Like,
never mind.
So this is best of the year so far. So what we've done, we've been battling for a while, trying to put together a list of, so far this year, 25 artists that we're very passionate about. Some you may have heard, some are well-known, some you may have no idea who they are, and that list is also online to be listened to. So we're going to continue this show, but do go online, check those out. Fascinating music. I know I've just, in conversation with all of you, have been turned on to new music that totally went by my radar, and that's probably going to be true of you as well out there. So let's go to best album of the year so far, Mr. Hilton.
You talked about how we were all, the entire NPR music team got together, and there were lots of arguments about what should be on the 25 list.
It was a vicious brawl.
So one of the more polarizing albums that that came up was the new Radiohead record, which to me is a no-brainer to include on the list. But
whereas I had forgotten it even came out,
which is amazing.
I love
to
that.
Me.
And the video is so good, though, for the first single.
Yeah, yeah. Dancer's cute and all, but boy, I think it's a great record. I was with you, Robin.
Yeah, no, and one of my many arguments about it is that nobody makes records like Radiohead. It's just I can't even think who comes close to creating the world of sound that you know and the care that they take to produce their songs and their songwriting. It really is a true work of art and an event when they put out a new record. And this one to me is, I think it's their best one maybe since Kid A, personally.
And he lost with that passion. Just to give you an idea of the
I
passion
lost.
In these meetings, that record won't be on the 25 list.
Well, you may have noticed that Robin's argument is not terribly compelling.
I'll let the music speak for itself then. This is the song called Bloom. It's the opening cut from The King of Limbs by Radiohead. Everything in Radiohead's world is off. You know, they're never right in the center with anything, and it's so wildly experimental, but yet accessible, tasteful, and it's never contrived to me. It just is just pure art to me. And you know, they get a lot of criticism. Tom York does for not really writing songs, you know, with actual melodies and chord progressions, but they are. They really are. And sometimes it takes someone else covering their songs for you to hear it, but it's in there.
I think you also picked one of the hardest songs.
I love that song. Actually, yeah. It's one of my favorites. I want to note that Tom York in his solo project that he did right before this record was made was working with Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I noticed that this record is pretty funky. I think that Tom loosened up and it makes a difference on this record.
You call him Tom? You call him Tom?
Tom and I, you know, hanging out at Low End Theory
in LA.
Your buddy
Tom.
When he's DJing.
Tommy! The Tomster!
But we were joking about that video where he's dancing, but in a way, this is a dance record. It's very connected to dubstep, to Low End Theory, Flying Lotus style electronic music, kind of like The Weeknd stuff that I played earlier. Radiohead is a band that always keeps growing. They are never going to be old. And this is another example of them connecting with the new thing.
Radiohead, it's without apology. Album of the year so far.
No apologies.
So you've been hanging out with Meryl, Anne?
I wish. Yeah, Meryl and I were, you know, having lunch with Tom the other day and talking about how the Toon Yards record, Who Kill, is my favorite record of the year so far. I actually had to mud wrestle Bob Boylan to get this to be my favorite record.
And nobody wanted it to come to that.
Wait, but. Wait. Bob could have picked this as his album of the year, and then I would have had his... Oh.
The chess game. So, Meryl Garbus. She's a young woman who lives in Oakland, California, makes... What some call lo-fi music. This record is a little more produced than her first, which was called Bird Brains. This is her second record. She's political. It's danceable. It's joyful. It's angry sometimes. It's the whole world in a little exploding container. And this song is called Business.
Get up, stand up, get up, stand up, get on it. Get down, no longer who you thought this one would be.
Love the fact that she, and I didn't know this before meeting her when we interviewed her at South By after her show, how studied she is in the music of Africa, and it's not just something that she kind of likes and imitates.
It's in her.
Yeah.
It's really in her, and I think actually a story is emerging for me of this year through our conversation today, which is the story of crossing boundaries, bringing things together, erasing difference, but also embracing difference. And Meryl Garbus is very aware that she is a Caucasian woman mining African music. Her lyrics are very political, yet you never get the sense that she's faking something. She is herself while she's making this music. And her partner, Nate Brenner, is a bass player and co-wrote a lot of these songs. Another story of the year, boy-girl duos. We see that so much in indie music now, and that's another story of this record.
Wow, was that the best segue ever?
Go for it, Stephen.
to my album of the year so far. And I'm going to say, as we listen to this music, and themes emerge. One theme that is emerging for me is that a lot of the most rewarding music of the year so far really has to be unpacked. Robin picked Radiohead, where it's made of all these really intricate pieces, and it takes a while for it to maybe cohere. I haven't fully gotten there yet. Or the Juliana Barwick that's really blooming out in all these directions at once. Or I mean, you know, we haven't talked about the Bon Iver because it's technically the second half of the year, but that record is like that. Bright Eyes, which Robin picked. There are a bunch of these things, and the record that I picked is by a band I've certainly talked about on this show before, called Y Oak, which is a boy-girl duo. And this particular record, it's called Civilian, and it's all about the pursuit of just fitting into your own skin and the pursuit of normalcy in a way that the band sort of equates to comfort. And I think it's and that's why it's called Civilian. It's just like the pursuit of just being a person. And this is the title track, my favorite cut from the record, called Civilian.
I know my thoughts can live with them. I am nothing.
Sounds great.
That may be my favorite song of the year, too. That song is incredible.
Steven, do you think there's anything particularly Southern about these guys? They are... Oh, they're from Baltimore,
right? They're from Baltimore, man.
It's not really Southern. I don't know. It has a little gothic feel to me. Do you think I'm wrong?
Well, there's definitely a darkness. There's a lot of tension between them, even just in the arrangements. You know, she kind of mumbles when she sings a little bit. You know, he's playing multiple things at once and everything. I mean, they are incredible live.
She shreds live.
Oh, they are both so good.
And he's the best one-handed drummer on planet Earth, because he's playing oftentimes the keyboard with his other hand.
Yeah, and both playing both really, really well. Yeah. They are, oh, man.
So, but what do you think, Steven, about this record and this band? I mean, good,
bad? You know, I've not yet gone on record about how I feel about Wyoke.
I'm a little worried about you, Steven. You're driving around listening to Juliana Barwick, getting spiritual. You're getting dark with Wyoke. I don't know. I think I'm
careening toward the grave. It's all part of the it's part of the aging process.
That leads me right to my record.
Oh, and this record.
It's very interesting you say that, Bob, because that will be one of my things I will discuss with you when we come out of the song.
He's got it all planned out.
Yeah, I really do. Go ahead. And go. That's your cue.
So Diamond Mine is a record from King Creosote, a guy who's, since the late 90s, Kenny Anderson, who since the late 90s has probably put out 50 records, 49 of which I've never heard before. not somebody whose career I followed, I guess, is the gist of it. And the only reason this time is he's hooked up with a fellow named John Hopkins, who I've recently, as an electronic musician, fallen quite madly in love with his music. I think he's a really brilliant live performer and a great electronic musician. And they worked for 7 years on a record together, with Hopkins going to Fife in Scotland, where King Creosote is and lives, and recording sounds and gathering Kenny's songs and figuring out which ones work. So some of the songs are older and reworked, and taking lots of time to make this absolutely beautiful record. Let's give a listen to a song from that. It's called Bubble. And I think the thing to listen for in this record, as will be in the next one I pick later by a group called Cults, is what happens underneath all the stuff that supports the song.
I won't let you fall as low as I've been. I promise to crawl until I'm back on my feet. If something were wrong, do you think
thinking of something you said earlier in the show about James Blake, and you wish it was a little more there, a little more content in what he sings about. This does that.
Yeah.
This has so much power to it. I'm going to turn off Robin's mic.
Yeah, turn off
Robin. Nothing good
turn
to
off
say.
Robin's mic, because Robin does not like this, whereas I am on a break from this record. So obsessively have I listened to it.
Yeah. Did it start with you starting to make the record uncomfortable?
Yeah, it's just, you know, you want to keep your distance a little bit. You don't want to, I don't want to burn the record out on me.
Yeah, I'm curious whether this holds to be my favorite album of the year, the end of the year, but it sure is the most beautiful thing.
This is currently my favorite album of the year, and among the many, 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 many things I love about it, it's 7 songs in 32
That's
minutes.
Right. Yep.
And it's kind of commute length. You know, there's something about it. It's you wind up listening to. I wind up listening to it in one sitting more often than I listen to other records in one sitting. I think it's gorgeous.
It's my Sunday morning record.
It's a little.
I like the burr in his voice. I like the. Is he a Scot?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that's what the record is all about. It's about Fife. It's about his home.
And that track that we played is not even. Oh my God! It's just scratching the surface. There's so many good songs on this record.
Yeah,
I mean, seven.
And Robin's gonna burst our bubble.
So here's why it's not good.
Okay, thanks. And so his mic's off.
It's a lovely little record.
Thanks, Robin. That was good. See, I knew he'd like it. It's just a matter of editing.
You just have to. There's a little bit of a.
Editing, it's the arm behind the back.
It's too sleepy for me, and it doesn't really go anywhere. I think the reason it resonates with you guys is because it has a vibe and themes and a mood that resonates with you where you guys are in your life and where I am in my life. I need lots of noise right now. And when I listen to that,
oh, well, that's good.
I just think
you're about to
that's
get
not noise.
In 5 months, you will be getting that much noise.
We'll give you this record in 5 months.
Robin's going to be a daddy.
Yeah, you set yourself up for that one, buddy.
Maybe. All right, you know what I'll do? 5 months from now, I'll pull out the King Creosote and John Hopkins record and see if it's exactly what
that's
I need.
The deal.
I'm
setting a calendar event right now. You bet you're. So, best album of the year. So, folks, what should we do? Best song?
I think we should do best song.
Let's throw it to Mr. Stephen Thompson.
All right. I mean, a lot of my favorite songs are from records we've talked about. I figured for my song of the year so far, I would throw a little curveball. The song is just one of my favorite kind of kiss-off breakup songs that I've heard in a long, long time. And I'll just leave it at that. The band is called DeLorean. And the song is called Country Clutter.
Your life's work is making me hurt. Whether you mean to or not, it's your design that we enter these fights, and you always end up on. Little heartache, well, it's a small price to pay if you know you can get what you want. It's just your way to keep raising the stakes. You're in love with the thrill of the hunt, but it stops tonight. Though these wounds have yet to heal, to call out into the dark and get no reply, that's something you should feel. I have moved out, packed up my left behind, well, you can have it. Let it clutter up your life the way you cluttered up mine. Can't explain this threshold for pain. I have to believe it came from a love, a love misguided, it's true, 'cause it was guided at you. I had no idea what you were capable of. I walk away, I don't have to explain. You know good and well how you treated me. So move along and call off the dogs. Go ahead and find your next breath, 'cause it stops these wounds have yet to heal. To call out into the dark and get no reply, well, that's something you should feel. I have moved out, packed up my ship. If you find anything I left behind, well, you can have it. Let it clutter up your life the way you cluttered up mine. I hope it clutters your life the way you cluttered in
sort of quiet defiance to that song that I just that I love. It's like just the slowest moving anthem of
bummerness,
of bummerosity.
You feeling sad, Anne?
I feel sad, but aww. You know, sad is good sometimes. Sad is beautiful.
Yeah, keep hitting these great breakup songs. There's a song on the Mountain Goats, the new Mountain Goats record, called Estate Sale Sign, that I thought about playing, that is just
the name of that song.
Estate Sale Sign. And that is the happiest thing about that song.
Well, John Darnielle is a certified genius.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe I should go next, since staying on the sad breakup note.
Hi, guys. What is wrong with you people?
I just want to say I'm happily married and I'm not breaking up with anyone anytime soon.
Do you have a crickets effect, Robin?
You guys all know that I like pop music, and there's one story in pop music this year that doesn't start with a G and have another G and end with an A, and that story is Adele. Adele Adkins, second record she's put out. She's 23 years old. This record, 21, is just slaying, topping the charts. And it is a career-making record. I think we have a singer for the ages in her. This song, Someone Like You, it's a breakup song. The whole record is a breakup record. She wrote it with Dan Wilson from Semisonic, who writes with a lot of mainstream pop artists. But man, it is a standard. I swear to God, I wish Frank Sinatra were still alive so he can cover the song. I mean, Sean Fennessy, the critic, said it's a real stop what you're doing song. It really makes you stop. So let's all stop and listen to Someone Like You.
That you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Shy. Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind. Sometimes it hurts instead. summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I'll remember you say. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the
So I like little bits of songs, and the first lines in that song, I heard that you settled down, that you met a girl, that you're married now. It just builds to that punchline.
Her phrasing
of death. Oh my
her
God,
is incredible. You've seen her Tiny Desk concert?
Yeah. Wow.
It is.
She did
wow.
That, did this song?
She opened with that song, and I have probably watched it 50 times. I think the Tiny Desk version, I think the vocal is even better than on the record. I just was floored by it.
And I love the whole record, and Rolling in the Deep, another single that's great on that. I mean, this is the time you can embrace a big, giant top 40 hit because it's such a good record.
Absolutely.
And she's got a voice that could easily oversing everything and doesn't. Yep. I think that's why I love her.
I agree. So now that we're all really, really sad.
We have one happy best song of the year.
I should have picked a happy song.
I feel like this is, it's not a super driving song, but to me it's a happy, hopeful song.
Yes, it is, right?
Bob's looking at me with the blankest look right now.
I love the lyrics of this song.
This is Fleet Foxes. It's the title track to their album Helplessness Blues. And when I was in my 20s, I love growing old. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but every year I'm happier and happier to have my 20s behind me, because it was just one long existential crisis for me. You know, what is the meaning of anything? What is all this for? You know, what does work matter? Or all these different things. And this song is all about coming to the understanding that your life doesn't have to be remarkable to be fulfilling. You know, that you don't have to build a rocket ship and fly it to the moon or invent a drug to cure cancer or something to have a meaningful, important life. And I feel like this song should be required listening for all 20-somethings who may be dealing with these same issues and questions. Fleet Foxes, Helplessness Blues.
Go get him, Daddy.
I'm going to be a great dad.
Oh, they're never going to listen to... Your kid's not going to listen to a word you say.
I'll just play this.
I was raised up believing I was somehow unique, like a snowflake, distinct among snowflakes, unique in each way you'd conceive. And now after some thinking, I'd say I'd rather be a functioning cog in some great machinery, serving something beyond me. But I don't know what that will be. I'll get back to you someday, soon you will see. What's my name? What's my station? Oh, just tell me what I should. Justice to you, or bow down and be grateful and say, sure, take all that you see to the men who move only in dimly lit halls and determine my future for me. And should I wait for anyone else? And I know you will keep me on the shelf. I'll come back to you someday, soon,
of a snowflake. That's so cute.
Man, that song has all the passion and urgency of someone in their 20s who's wrestling and trying to figure this out. I just want to live and have this, you know, amazing life. a bit, you know, the singer comes to, you know, the narrator in that song comes to the understanding that, you know, I want to serve something greater than me, and it, even if I'm a small part of whatever that is. And I just think that's the most beautiful, important message that anybody can learn.
It's really interesting that you say that about this particular band, whose music has always sounded really, really, really beautiful, but I don't always find myself relating to it or really connecting with it, but... you've contextualized this song quite nicely, Robin. I'm going to listen
to it. Let's go grab a beer and listen to it again. Bob, what do you got?
Let's go out on... well, first, let me remind everybody that our poll to vote for your best music of the year is online, npr.org/allsongs. And at npr.org/music, you'll find all sorts of stuff for best of the year so far. The NPR Music Picks, those 25 songs that I was talking about earlier that basically are just a treasure trove of really interesting music. And
nothing says let's wrap up the year in music quite like mid-June.
I think it's a fun time of year because it's the time you sort of quickly catch up.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I've been doing the past few days, and I want to thank you guys for helping me. There's some of the stuff we heard this hour I hadn't really listened to, and I have learned a lot.
Awesome. So I'm going to play something that's creepy and beautiful. This is a group called Cults. And
it's crudiful.
And they seem to have this thing, and they're going to do an interview on Weekend All Things Considered. Hopefully they'll talk about this, which is their a passion for people like Jim Jones and Charles Manson and many of the creeps of our culture, the people, the scariest, most frightening people, who often say very, very beautiful things. And they put those, both the Jim Jones, you can hear Jim Jones in the Cult's music in background, and yet they sing these songs that are very beachy songs, very happy, shiny tunes. So all you have to do is listen to this song, Abducted, and listen to it shine and glean, and then listen to what this song is all about. This may turn out to be my favorite album of the year. It's by Cults, but certainly the song Abducted right now is my favorite song of the year. Thank you, Ann Powers, Robin Hilton, Stephen Thompson.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, you guys.
A pleasure. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered. Bye.